Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to the Newhouse Insider Podcast. My name is Eric Baker, and today I'm joined by Professor Eric Grody, Director of the Golding Arts Journalism Program here at the SI Newhouse School of Public Communications. Professor Grody, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just kick it off and see if you can tell us a little bit about your background in the field of arts journalism and give the listener some context as to your professional and educational expertise.
Sure. So I actually attended SU as an undergrad, and I got really lucky. In the 90s, I graduated Sunday and moved to New York City Sunday night and started my first job Monday morning. So it was kind of a best case scenario with that. Yeah. And chose New York because theater was what I was really interested in. Mm-hmm. It's what I wanted to write about. And found a ton of, it was like sort of in the era of zines, so I was writing for a lot of little crazy publications. And gradually spent 18 years in New York, so I gradually made my way up. The last 6 years was working as an editor and also a theater writer at the New York Times, where I got to see a lot of great stuff and talk to really fascinating people. I still do a lot of freelancing for the Times and other places, but actually spent a brief, just before I moved upstate, switched over, did the career path that not many do, to go from the Times to hip-hop journalism. So I was it was a magazine I like called XXL, which was one of the big hip-hop magazines, and shifted over there to work as the managing editor for a while, and then came upstate to do a lot of it here.
Was that a difficult transition, a surprisingly easy transition to go from Broadway to hip-hop, or is there a lot more overlap than people think?
Well, now, this was pre-Hamilton, so you know, at the time it was, it's still kind of an odd thing to do. It was even more so then, but I had a lot of artists that I really like writing about that the Times, you know, the Times does a lot of stuff great, and they've actually boosted their hip-hop coverage a bit, but you know, I was enjoying following certain artists that weren't getting as much print there, and I got to kind of dive deeper into the hip-hop world, which was fun.
Was the East Side, West Side, East Coast, West Coast thing still a thing at that point, or?
It was still a thing we exploited for covers. We had this was just when Odd Future was blowing up and Lil Wayne was hot, but we still had a Biggie cover and a Tupac cover more or less every year, and this was well after they had passed away.
Mm. So what about this field of arts journalism is most exciting to you, and what are the ways in which the field is still evolving? I mean, we can talk about how Broadway has seen a resurgence thanks to some evolutions like Hamilton or its live performances on TV, but how is arts journalism evolving in this day and age?
Well, like so much of journalism, I mean, I feel like it's never been easier to have a voice and have a platform for your voice to be heard, but it's also never been harder for your voice to then get heard above all the noise. I mean, there's so much out there that navigating is really tricky. So one of the things that in the Gold Ring program, the one thing that we really focus on is both parts of that, how to make your voice one worth paying attention to and one that is able to be heard among all the people out there talking about this stuff. Because everyone has an opinion. I mean, everyone's a critic, but some opinions are a little more worth listening to than others. And a lot of what that is the craft of actually honing your voice and saying what you want to say authoritatively and compellingly. And that's something we work really hard on.
Okay. Why should a student consider Newhouse as opposed to any other graduate school or program? Journalism programs are not terribly difficult to come by. Arts journalism is a little more focused and probably rare, I imagine. But what makes Newhouse the place for a student to be?
Well, as you point out, I mean, there are multiple programs out there, and we have really fabulous journalism professors and great facilities, but we're not the only one. I mean, a lot of places have that sort of thing. One thing that I think Syracuse really benefits from is, so for the arts journalism thing, the journalism we've got covered, and everyone kind of knows we've got covered. The arts is something that we forged these kind of adjunct professorships with visual and performing arts, which is one of the schools here at Syracuse, arts and sciences. So we have these faculty members who are, if you come want to write about jazz or you want to write about theater or the visual arts or architecture, we have great relationships with professors in each one of those programs who can, you know, we help you work with them, figure out what classes to audit, which classes to take, which internships to go for. That's really helpful. And because our program is relatively small, you're typically between 10 and 20 students in any given year, we have really small and really dedicated cohorts of alumni. The alumni really look out for one another. I mean, you hear that about Newhouse in general.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen, it's even more so within the Gold Ring program.
I want to talk about mandatory courses here in a minute, but As far as the elective courses within School of Visual Performing Arts and School of Architecture, what are some courses that tend to be popular among students? And maybe that's an evolving thing, but in recent memory.
Yeah, so the way our curriculum is set up, I mean, there is a certain core curriculum, and that skews heavily toward writing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I came up. That's how Johanna Keller, my predecessor, was a writer. I mean, Newhouse really forces you to develop some multi-platform skills and get really good at photo and video and coding and podcasts like this and all sorts of things. But writing is at the core of the core curriculum. Almost every one of the classes, all the trips we take are designed to help you put these thoughts and ideas and opinions that you have into words. Because we feel like if you don't, no matter what you do or where you do it, you really put a ceiling on your own prospects and your abilities by not being able to do that. So there's a strong writing component to it. We travel a lot, so a lot of the core curriculum actually involves going briefly up to Toronto for the Toronto Film Festival. Mm-hmm. We go to New York City for 6 days and see mm-hmm. a ton of stuff and work with editors on what we've seen there. But one of the greatest aspects of the Goldring program is our capstone. A lot of programs have capstones where you do a lot of interesting things. Ours involves 23 days in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Which is home of the Spoleto Festival, which is this great world-caliber arts festival that brings in great jazz artists and theater companies and dance troupes and bluegrass bands. And we essentially become the arts desk of the Charleston Post and Courier, Pulitzer yeah. Prize-winning newspaper.
Yeah.
They just hand us the keys to the features desk, basically. And for the 17 days of the festival, we're down there a few days early to get ready. But the end, you know, it's the capstone, so it's the end of the year. Students are at their best. They're also thinking the most about what they're going to be doing after. And so we set it up this situation where they can be writing a lot at a really high caliber for a really prestigious place about this great festival. And it's the final mandatory part of our program. And it's great. It's also one of the great food cities in the world.
True. So
I
Very would, true.
I mean, I go down to do lots of things, but I have sometimes a little more free time than the students do. And there was one year where I ate smothered pork chops one for lunch. I looked down and there was no button on my pants anymore. Like I actually did pop. It's a fun place to go.
Yeah. I imagine since it's, what, zero outside today, yeah. I think your students might appreciate if that trip got moved up a little bit.
Charleston is pretty balmy, yes. Yeah.
Unlike most Newhouse graduate programs, the arts journalism offers a substantial scholarship in the form of the Distinguished Goldring Scholarships. Can you tell me a bit more about that scholarship itself and how students can best situate themselves to become potential recipients?
Sure. So we're very, very fortunate to have, since the inception of the program, which is coming up on 15 years now, the very generous support of Lola Goldring. Mm-hmm. It was originally Lola and Alan Goldring. He has since passed away, but Lola's still very, very committed to the program. She meets with us. I mean, she comes to New York City. She lives in New York, so we see her in New York whenever she can. She comes up to SU. She goes to Charleston. And one of the ways that she has asked that we use her generosity is to make it easier for students to attend. And one way we set up to do that is by chopping up her money in these distinguished scholarships. This gives us a chance to really take specific things that are near and dear to us and to her, like the visual arts. She's very involved with various art museums in New York City, but also theater and music and art and activism, sort of the social justice aspect of culture, mm-hmm. To find people who are really dedicated to taking those ideas and wrestling them to the ground. And we would just love to set it up that if that's what you care about a lot and you're really excited about devoting your career to it and want to get better at it, that hopefully money isn't an object the way it is for some people.
Sure. And what is that scholarship worth?
$20,000.
And how many of your 10 to 20 receive it?
We have 5 that we offer in any given year.
Okay.
If there are deserving applicants any of them. So up to $100,000 that we can give away.
I mean, as someone who self-finances his graduate school, mm-hmm. that's a substantial sum of money. So if you are out there and you are looking for a way to afford your arts journalism degree, maybe consider it.
I mean, it's one of the ways that I justify 23 days is a long time in Charleston. I mean, we ask a lot of our students, and one of the reasons that I think that's the right thing to do is for the reasons you're saying. I mean, it's people are making big sacrifices to be here, and I feel we owe it to them to you know, help them get as much out of a year as possible.
Speaking of Charleston, you say that they essentially offer you the keys to the features desk of the newspaper down there. And that's a great introduction into, I'm using air quotes here, the professional world. Mm-hmm. So what sort of professional opportunities can a graduate of the arts journalism program expect? And could you give us a couple examples of recent alumni who have gone on to have such positions?
Sure. I mean, they do a lot of things. I mean, we set up our spring internship, our spring classes. We kind of front load the classes that you can take a lot of your required classes in Mondays and Tuesdays, sometimes Wednesdays, because a decent number of the students head into New York City on a weekly basis in the spring to intern various places. Not everyone heads to New York City in the program. Plenty of people go plenty of places, but there's a big New York contingent, mm-hmm. it being such a big arts city.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
And so some people will take those internships and turn them into jobs. We had at least one person who interned at the Avenelli dance troupe, and that turned into a full-time job, which was great. We have people who go to work for more traditional media. We have the classical music critic at Pittsburgh's newspaper, who was just a recent grad of the program. We have people at places like People Magazine or NPR. There a lot will end up working at organizations like Avenelli, like the Kennedy Center, the Apollo Theater. We've got people at all those. A couple recent alums are finding their way to places like Google and MTV News and sort of some of the new paradigms of what journalism is mm-hmm. and can and should be. So it's a variety.
Yeah, great to hear. You know, I think students often come into these programs with an idea that, you know, I want to write arts, but it's difficult to sometimes visualize where you want to be, and having those examples ahead of you really can ground, like, all right, so Joe last year did XYZ, now he works at MTV or NPR or whatever.
Yeah.
Not saying you're going to follow the exact path Joe did, but at least he's laid down some semblance of a breadcrumb.
Right. And from our very first couple weeks on campus, everyone has this sort of boot camp, what we call it here.
Yeah.
One of the things that we do is we hook them up with alums who seem to be in the lane that they find themselves in. Just to begin that networking process and get a sense of what's out there and how they might use, because like I said, a year goes by fast. So just how to really position yourself to be in a good spot when you start looking for internships and jobs.
So what would you say is the single biggest misconception about arts journalism, and how does a Newhouse education combat that?
That's a good question. I mean, there's this idea, which there's some validity to, but I think there was more validity to it at a time, that journalism of any sort is something you best learn in the trenches, that you just, you know, get out there and do it is the best way to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some validity to that. I think that used to be more true. I mean, when, for example, when newsrooms were bigger, you had more levels of editors and people who, you know, could just kind of take you under their wing and just say, hey, come here, you know, next time do this, don't do that, that sort mm-hmm. of thing. People are so much busier now. I mean, there's so many more platforms you have to fill on a daily basis and so many different iterations that just like feeding the beast of your blog posts and your social and all this stuff. People are super busy in their jobs. And so I think it's harder to get that kind of mentorship and that tutelage in the workplace. And it's really important to have that. So I think, to me, a place like Newhouse, with that scaffolding not out there in the job market, a place like Newhouse can give you that kind of mentorship and that kind of almost like apprenticeship, while also giving people the experience they need to be ready to hit all those other media that are required of them. I just feel like that's something that a program like all of the Newhouse programs is really good at providing.
So finally, what else would you like prospective students to know about Newhouse, Syracuse, the field of arts journalism, and how can they best prepare themselves to hit the ground running once they get here?
Well, for arts journalism, like in the Gold Ring program, it's hard to put this into words exactly, but I think you can tell a lot about a society by the stories it chooses to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Tell about itself, but tell about other people, and the way that those stories are received or embraced or contested or refuted. You know, that's what culture is to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everywhere. And it takes a very specific kind of lens to start thinking about it that way and looking at it that way. Because we all listen to music. We all go to movies, you know. And for a lot of people, it's just kind of like passive entertainment to a certain degree, which is fine. But you're missing out on a lot if you experience culture that way, because there's always stuff there, even things, and sometimes especially the things that would seem to not have, you know, that is seemingly escapism or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It usually isn't. There's usually more to it than that. And I feel like once you, there's this old movie, They Live, where like people wear these, you put on these glasses and you can see things a certain way. And I feel like once you start to pay attention to culture that way, you never turn that off. Like, you're always just cognizant in a way that you weren't before. And so I feel like one of the best things that our program can provide to people is the idea to make people better cultural consumers, basically, for the rest of their lives. I feel like being as close as we are to New York City and Toronto and Philly and Boston, a bunch of places, we're really well located for people to get the best of what a mid-sized market has to offer while still having access to these other much bigger markets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great place to be. There's just fabulous faculty and facilities and programs and culture to take in. It's just a great place to spend a year of your life.
I mean, I can't refute that. I'll be here for two, so. Well, thank you, Professor Grody, for joining us on the Newhouse Insider and sharing your experience with us today.
Always my pleasure. I'm always happy to talk about what I do. I love it.
If you're a prospective student or just want to learn more about the Gold Ring Arts Journalism Program or any of our graduate programs, visit www.newhouseinsider.syr.edu. Thanks for listening.